Thanks for downloading the show. Before we start, I want to talk to you about the All of Us Research Program. Hispanics are the largest ethnic minorities in the United States, more than 18% of the population. However, we are underrepresented in research studies with only 10%. This gap means that researchers don't know as much about our health. Hispanics deserve to be represented in studies so we can know more about our health and be as healthy as possible. As our population grows, so should our participation. Create a better future by participating. Just visit joinallofus.org/highly relevant. Welcome to episode 162 of the Highly Relevant Podcast, a show about how Latinx pop culture is reshaping mainstream entertainment. I'm your host, Jack Rico, and this week we're kicking off a retrospective series for Hispanic Heritage Month, where I will revisit with you my favorite interviews of the last 5 years. We started off with the star of In the Heights and Transformer 7, Anthony Ramos. In the Heights, this interview I did with him in 2018, Ramos is coming off of a co-starring role in Broadway's Hamilton with Lin-Manuel Miranda and the Oscar-winning film A Star Is Born, no pun intended, with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. You can hear him reflective, grateful, and open to whatever the universe has in store for him. It's an interesting look at a star in the making. But before we get to Anthony, it's time I give you my weekly recap of the top Latinx pop culture headlines in a segment I like to call Jacked In. Let's begin with the top movie, TV, music, news of the week. Selena Gomez will return with Steve Martin and Martin Short in Hulu's Only Murders in the Building. Univision is now on YouTube TV and launches a Sunday edition of Despierta America beginning September 19th. She-Ra live-action series is in the works at Amazon Studios. Narcos Mexico to end with Season 3 on Netflix. Penelope Cruz and Antonio Banderas comedy Official Competition has been bought by a French company. A new 2021 University of South California study shows Hispanics continue to be marginalized in Hollywood. Screenwriter Matthew Lopez will pen the remake of Whitney Houston's The Bodyguard. The 2021 Time 100 list has selected Bad Bunny and artist Luis Manuel Otero Alcantara. Showrunner Eric Garcia and actress Paz Vega join Netflix's new thriller series, Jigsaw. And Guillermo del Toro releases the first trailer of Nightmare Alley starring Bradley Cooper and Cate Blanchett. And in tech and social media news, Wall Street Journal reports that Instagram knows its platform is toxic to teen girls. Facebook launches a digital wallet. Apple recently unveiled a new cinematic iPhone 13, a new Apple Watch, and a new iPad mini. Katy Perry, Nas, and Jason Derulo are investing in a Spotify rival called Audius. Google plans to make a smart TV and add free channels to a new streaming platform. Black influencers are leaving TikTok in droves, and hundreds of T-Mobile stores will be able to fix phones soon.
Yeah, papo, yeah, but look, we do this every Friday night. Yo, it's crazy, it's so lit, though.
She used to work here as a server, but tonight, the only thing she's serving are some fabulous French live vocals.
It's incredible to think that at the tender age of 26, Puerto Rican actor and singer Anthony Ramos has already worked with two of the most revered superstars in the world, Lin-Manuel Miranda and Lady Gaga. He tells me his experience weathering the pandemonium of Hamilton, the nervousness he still feels on stage and on set, and the single attribute he learned from Lady Gaga. Anthony Ramos, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Jack? It's good, bruh.
What's going on, man? How's that bacon smelling, man?
Right. Good, man. Good. Yeah, that's funny.
I am a New Yorker born in Queens. I know you're born in Brooklyn, Bushwick. You're Puerto Rican.
My man. Yeah, where you from? Hold up. Where in Queens?
I was born in Flushing.
Oh, word. Okay, yeah. My aunt lived in Fresh Meadows for a long time, man. You know, I grew up in Bushwick.
It's great to have you on the show because for me, it's extremely important to hear Latino voices, man, that are going into the mainstream because for a long time, there was this inferiority complex amongst many Latinos that we couldn't make it into the mainstream market where the white people used to be. And it just wasn't for us. We had to stay at Univision and Telemundo and anything that was Latino, that was for us because we didn't fit with the larger scope of entertainment with Hollywood, you know? And so to see you.
Yeah, man, it's been tough out here for us.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. First of all, why did you want to get into acting? And how difficult was it for you as someone who was Hispanic, Puerto Rican descent, to make it into this business?
Yeah. I mean, it was tough. You know, I mean, it was, you know, I got into acting because the you know, I was actually at one of my, there were three teachers in high school that really played a pivotal part in me getting into it and me really going for it. And, you know, I was one of those teachers. I was at her house yesterday, and I remember she was the teacher that, you know, she grabbed me after my first performance in the musical in high school, and she looked me right in the eye and she said, "This is what you need to do for the rest of your life." You know what I mean? It was like time stopped, you know, and she was, you know, she was a Shakespeare teacher at the time, and she taught a class called peer mediation, and, you know, I didn't have, my grades weren't that good, but, you know, her Shakespeare class was an honors class, but she just believed in me so much. She like went to the dean's office or the guidance counselor, whoever it was, doing the transcripts at the time. She said, "Yo, you need to put this kid in my class. He needs to be in my class." And, you know, I just had teachers like that, you know, I had another teacher named Sarah Steinweiss who, you know, I auditioned for Thought of the Talent show, and it was a musical in school, and they gave me a lead part in the musical, and I just decided to jump in and do it. And from that moment on, she saw something in me, and she, you know, she paid for my application to the one college,
wow,
the one school that I auditioned for and applied for. And, she helped me with the essays, and I couldn't, you know, I got into the school, couldn't afford it. She gave my name to a Jerry Seinfeld Scholarship Foundation, and they met me, and, you know, I shared my story with them and how I grew up, you know, with my mother and my two siblings and the projects, and, you know, like, and I just basically said, you know, no pun intended, I just need somebody to give me a shot.
You know, right.
Give me a shot. And, you know, seriously, dude. And you know, and next thing you know, I get a call, you know, a week later or something, like, "Hey, we want to pay for your school for all 4 years."
Holy cow.
Immediately my life changed right there. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I mean, it was my mom and I fell to the ground on our knees and we're praying and we're just thanking God, man. You know, it was like, instantly my life changed. And then, you know, fast forward, I'm singing in front of Lynn and Tommy Kail and Alex Blackmore. I'm not throwing away my shot, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was surreal, honestly. You know, I couldn't have written this.
So what I'm hearing from you is that success is not something that's completely self-made. What I'm hearing from you is that you do need a mentor. You need a supporter, someone who believes in you to give you the resources to fulfill your own potential.
100%. It takes a village, man. You know, one of my good friends, this guy, Lemon Anderson, one of my boys, he's an amazing writer. You know, he writes on Spice Show, on She's Gotta Have It. And he always says to me, he's like, "Man, it takes a village." You know, he has this saying, he says, a tribe called blessed. You know, and, you know, we're a tribe, man. It takes a tribe, it takes a village, man, to make something special happen. So, you know, I think, for us to think that we can walk through life alone and be okay is, I think, foolish of us, honestly.
Tell me about your experience with breaking into Broadway for the very first time, because it's extremely, I've been going to Broadway shows for 15 years, man, and you don't see Latino faces on there for a particular reason. Either they didn't believe that there was enough Latino talent that could handle the spotlight of Broadway, or it needed to have a guy like Lin-Manuel Miranda to sort of open the doors to showcase the incredible Latino talent that's out there that can not only handle Broadway, but they can handle movies like A Star Is Born. Did you feel like you conquered a mountain? And then when you won the Tony, how was that experience amplified with Hamilton, and have you still been able to recover from that?
My first show on Broadway was Hamilton. You know, I was 23, 22, maybe turning 23, and it was a whirlwind. I didn't, you know, I knew it was special. I didn't know it was gonna explode the way it did, but I stepped on stage and I definitely had a moment, especially, you know, I had a moment I remember vividly. I was by myself on the stage and the one light was on. Everyone had left the theater already, and I was one of the last ones to leave the theater. And I just looked out at the 1,300 empty seats and I was like, "Yo, I'm here." You know, I'm on Broadway, man. And I think it was something special and powerful about that quiet moment that I had. You know, I mean, the people were losing their minds off of, you know, for the show. And I mean, it sounded like a rock concert every night, man, but it was something powerful and amazing about just being on the stage by myself with this one light on and, you know, and all of these empty seats and just looking out and you know, just thinking about all the people that came before me and, you know, all the folks who, you know, are still dying to have that opportunity and yeah, man, I think, you know, as a Latino, man, it's huge. I feel like, you know, we're definitely underrepresented in every part of the business and especially in the commercial, you know, in the commercial area when it comes to big blockbuster movies and Broadway shows and, you know, huge TV shows. I mean, I think we have to just write it. You know, I think Lin didn't wait. He just said, I'm going to write it. I'm going to write this part for myself. I'm going to write it for someone else. And then eventually he's like, oh, I want to play the part now, actually. You know, I think we just have to make the art, man. And, you know, we have the Latin story is compelling. And there's so many different stories, you know, no matter where you come from, Nicaragua, Colombia, like Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, like there's so many different, you know, there's so many different layers to the Latino story. And we just have to get out there, dude, and write. You know, I don't know if we've been waiting for the opportunity. I don't want to say that, but I think, like, you know, I think now more than ever, we have an opportunity because I think more people are listening now. More people want diversity and they want to know about, you know, other people's cultures and they want to know about, you know, the different races and how, you know, certain countries came about. And I think, you know, it's a time right now where we have to pick up that mantle and write our stories and write our way into history, you know, I think we can write our way into history in a bigger way, especially in Hollywood and such, man. I think this is our time, man. We gotta, you know, so I'm super excited to be Latino and in the business right now.
Before we continue with our interview with Anthony Ramos, let's talk about the All of Us research program. Hispanic culture is pop culture. We are leaving our mark everywhere from music to food to fashion. One place where we need to make an impact is scientific research. All of Us wants to include our voices in research so we have a better idea of how unique we are genetically and to see if we're prone to other diseases. Did you know that individuals of Puerto Rican descent are roughly twice as likely to develop diabetes as someone with South American heritage? Join the revolution by participating in All of Us. Join allofus.org/highlyrelevant. Now back to our interview with Anthony Ramos. So I wanted to talk to you also about stage fright, anxiety, nervousness, butterflies. You know, you had never been, most people have never experienced anything like Hamilton. I can only even just imagine a quarter of a fraction of what you had to go through because, you know, there's local TV reporters that are known here and there, and that feels good. You know, oh, somebody recognized me. That's great. That's one person. But when you can't walk out of a theater, when your whole family, when all your friends change their perception of you, how are you psychologically, were you prepared for that? And if you weren't prepared for that, how did you cope with it, if you did at all?
I don't know, man. You know, it doesn't get easier. You know, people are like, oh, do you still get nervous? I'm like, absolutely, 100%. Like, oh, does it go away? I'm like, no, it doesn't go away. You know, you about to get out there in front of a bunch of strangers and, you know, and pour it out. You know, you don't know what's going to come out every time. You know, you don't know. You know, you kind of just, you know, and then, you know, it just depends, man. And, you know, Hamilton was such a, Hamilton now Star is Born, and, you know, and She's Gotta Have It was, you know, did well on Netflix. And it was just, you know, people around you start to change, circumstances around you start to change, and you kind of have to adapt to that. You know, at the same time at the same time try to keep, you know, keep stay grounded on stage and stay grounded in your craft and what you're doing as a person.
Is that hard to do, to stay grounded?
100%, man. But, you know, I thank God for the people in my life, man, my family, my girl, my, you know, my friends, you know, they honestly, my faith in God, man. I mean, you know, all these things come, you know, all of that comes into play, man, when it comes to just doing your best to be your best, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know, it's like I said before, it takes a village, you know. You can't, I'd be lying to you if I said, you know, I came up, it's all me, you know, it's not, you know, as much as I love that song from Drake, I don't relate. It wasn't all me, you know?
Right.
It never will be, you know? So
let's talk about Star Is Born now. I had read an article in the New York Times about Bradley Cooper and how much of a perfectionist he was with this, you know? But there's a quote that says, perfection is the enemy of creation, that you're so paralyzed by being perfect that you never even take the step forward to create anything because you're too afraid that it just might come out average. Tell me about that atmosphere with Bradley Cooper and your role in particular. Were you trying to hit it out of the park? Were you trying to just be yourself? What did Bradley tell you? What did he like about you? Why did he cast you? What was it about you that he felt that needed to be a part of this? What everyone's talking about, one of the best, if not the best movie of the year so far.
You know, honestly, I think Bradley just said to me, he's just like, dude, just be you, bro. Just make this guy who you want to make him. And, you know, just start with who you are and then work your way out from there, you know? And Bradley always says this thing that he, you know, he cast what he looked for really was the eyes. He looked, you know, he looked at people's eyes and he said there was something about each and every person's, everyone's eyes in this cast, told a deeper story than what was being told on the outside. And then that was what I was looking for. You know, I was just looking for honest people. And that was humbling. And that's an honor that he saw that in me. You know, I mean, I can never fully tell you what he saw in me, but, you know, that's definitely a question for the man himself. But I'm so humbled that he, and honored that he saw what he did in me, you know. And, you know, Ramon is her best friend. That's the guy that's with her when she is, you know, $12 or, you know, $12 million. He's the dude that, you know, he's like, you know, like I said, he's the real one. He's the day one. He's the one that, you know, knew her. I mean, he introduces them in the film.
Yeah.
He's like, you need to see my friend sing.
If anything, she owes her success to you.
Right? You know, I was like, I mean, but it's not even that. It's like, you just do it because you love your friend. You love who you love, man. And, you know, when you love people genuinely, you just want to see them win, you know? So I think that's who he is. He's just this guy that just wants to see his best friend win. And that was just, you know, it's awesome to be able to play a guy like that, you know? Cause I feel that way in my life. And, you know, I've got friends in my life who, you know, again, who just, they've done their best to just, you know, anything, a layup. Even, you know, one of my homeboys would be like, yo, hey, I just went in for this audition. My boy Josh Baboon would be like, oh yeah, I just went in for this audition for this role. You got to get in for this role, bro. This role's so good, you know, for the same role he just went in for. You know, he's like, I just want to see you win. Like, you know, you're perfect for this, you know. If I don't get it, hopefully you do, you know. Let's go, you know.
And that's beautiful.
That's, you know, those are the kind of people we need in our lives, man. So it's dope, man, to play that character.
Okay, so I have to ask, as soon as I saw you and Lady Gaga together, I had to say, were you tripping out, man? To be working with Lady Gaga and so closely in so many scenes. I mean, she's a global superstar. Did you know her beforehand? When you met, did you hit it off immediately? Was there chemistry? And how was it working with her? What did you learn from her that you didn't know as an actor and as a singer that she brought on to you? And did you grow from your experiences with her?
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I mean, I was definitely nervous for sure. You know, but I didn't know her from beforehand. We met on set, you know, and we met at the reading, and we were supposed to hang out, but we couldn't make it happen. And then, you know, the next time we saw each other was on set, and it was like, okay, go, you know. And but you know, it was super easy, you know, when somebody, you know, when anyone, you know, walks up to you, gives you a hug, and they're like, so great, so happy you're here, you know. We knew it was going to be you, and we're so excited that you're here. It's like, oh, okay, great. You know, you're like, oh, let's go. Let's do it. You know, it's, you know, I learned so much from her. I learned, you know, her work ethic is crazy. Her work ethic is just like beyond, her level of tenacity, and, you know, just her inability to quit is something that I will forever remember, and from working with her and seeing her work on set, you know. So, and you know, she's a beast. She's just so talented. It's just like, it's unfair. So good. She's so talented.
She's about to become an EGOT soon, man. Because she is, I think she's the most talented person I think alive right now. I mean, and that's including Lin-Manuel Miranda. So you've had the privilege of off the bat working with Lin, working with Lady Gaga. I mean, what is the future for you, man? Where do you see yourself having a foundation like this already? I mean, I know people say sky's the limit, but damn, bro.
Yo, that's hilarious. I mean, you know, I just want to keep doing stuff that I care about, you know. I don't, if I got to wait 6 months to get it, then I'll wait 6 months. If I got to wait a year, you know, I'm okay with that, you know. Just stack this money and hopefully, and just, you know, wait it out, you know. But I just want to keep doing stuff I care about, man, and hopefully creating opportunities for the people in my life, who I know to be some of the most talented people, to be able to use my platform to hopefully give them a platform. You know, I think that's the dream, really, right? It's like whole team winning. It's like, you know, if I get on, you get on, you know. And not because I'm trying to throw you a layup, but because you're really talented, and I think, you know, we're better together. So it's, you know, I'm just continuing to look for opportunities like that, man. I'm doing music, and you know, I'm writing, getting in with some of the most amazing producers and songwriters, and that's been awesome, you know. But the end game really is for me is to just keep expanding the squad and keep expanding the tribe, you know what I'm saying, and kind of create my own army of Avengers, you know.
I love that,
you know. And you know what I'm saying, and you know, do the, you know, write the musical where you can put all your most talented friends in, you know, write the movie or produce the short film that, you know, your friend's doing, or, you know, whatever it is, you know. So I think everything's a stepping stone to grow. So that's really all I'm trying to do. That's all I want to do, really.
A Star is Born comes out in theaters this October 5th. Anthony Ramos, who plays Ramon, thank you so much for being on the podcast, my brother.
Thanks for having me, Jack. So much fun, man. I know you're mad at me because maybe I ain't pull up to your city in a while. The way you're pressing me with questions, 92, you, because I'm going to make it right.
Just before I wrap up here, here are three Latin tracks you might want to add to your playlist this weekend. Saca la cámara, Manu Manso. Suerte, J Balvin. Say less, Anthony Ramos. That's it for episode 162 of the Highly Relevant Podcast. If you like this episode, please share with your friends and have them subscribe and leave a review. You'll be helping us reach many more people. Next week, we revisit my interview with Mexican actor Eugenio Derbez. I'm Jack Rico. See you next week on another episode of Highly Relevant.